in this week's parsha, we find after the 40 days of the rain coming down by the Mabul, that the water was haloich and it was miskaber. It continued to swell. The Tohaim kept up for another 150 days. So the Sasevis brings, Chazal would say that this was the nekama that the earth was taking on the Dor HaMabul. The Dor HaMabul had been mashkis darkei al ha'aretz, and the Oritz took the nekama. Chazal continue and say that by the time that Noach made and the Geshem was the nekama of the Shemayim, the when the Barsha made the Ois Bris with Noach of the Keshes, that he would never do this again. He took away the meat of Nakama from the Shemayim and the Oritz, and he took it back to himself. This way, the world would be safe. Excuse me. So, the message seems to be... Excuse me. The message seems to be that there is a tremendous amount of destruction that the human beings cause to the Shemayim and the Oritz when we do Averis. It's not visible to us. We don't necessarily see it. But there is a tremendous amount of negative hashpo, and the earth, the Shemayim and the Oritz feel it. Their natural reaction is to give it back to man. 150 days of the water rising and rising and rising, the tremendous destruction. Do you understand the measure of what an avera is? The medrash is saying the avera, the damage that it does, is 40 days of rain. 40 days of rain to the point that the water is piled up above everything in the world. That's what an avera is. It's 150 days. Of the Tehoim pouring forth its water to destroy the world. The only reason why that doesn't continue is because the Bereshit took that away from the natural cause and effect. There's a natural cause and effect. The Bereshit took that away. He made a promise of a nice brief. Rashi says, Parshas Hazino, Hazino Shemayim, that the Bereshit made the Shemayim and the Oritz into Edim, not only for the purpose of testifying against us, but also to punish us. So the simple understanding means, that normally understand, is that the Baruch will use the Shemayim and the Oritz as a vehicle to give the punishment. But according to what this Medrash is saying over here, the Baruch set in the Bria a natural response. The same way that if you do certain actions, you pull out certain rocks, there's going to be an avalanche. That's the natural response. If you pour water onto a volcanic ash, you're going to have a mudslide on the side of a mountain. So the natural response to hate is this destruction which comes. So that the Edim, the Rishon was saying, even after he took the Nakama back, in order that it shouldn't be total destruction, he's now telling the Shemayim Oritz that he does expect them to maintain some way their edus and their function is not only being made against the person but also punishing the person. But I think it's for us, it's a measure. We want to measure like what is the significance of an act. So when you're dealing with a physical item, you can weigh it, measure it, etc. You're dealing with an action. How do you weigh the significance of the action? How do you weigh the significance of a chesed? What does it mean? What is its value? We don't know. It helps a person have a better day. And because of that, somebody else does a chesed also, and somebody else does a mitzvah, because they see this person being nice. And that brings home a positive attitude in the house. And because of that, there's this ripple effect, which we have no understanding of how far it goes. But here the Torah is giving us a glimpse into the destruction and how the damage which was caused. It was tremendous destruction and damage. That's what it means, the koyach of an aveira. Have a good Shabbos.